This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Going to take a minute now to talk about education, specifically a trend we've been seeing since the pandemic started, and that is fewer kids enrolling in public schools. Take California. It's home to almost 6 million students, grades K through 12, and it announced this week that the statewide enrollment dropped by nearly 2% this academic year. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains what that means for schools.
In Fort Worth, Texas, Nancy Jackowicz and her husband decided to homeschool their 7-year-old daughter this year. They were worried she'd get COVID if she attended first grade in person. And Jackowicz says it was nice to have all the extra time together.
We're happy to have had a very, very, very long spring break with her over the last 2 years.
Her daughter is vaccinated now, and they want her to be able to see other kids. So they're trying to decide whether to enroll her at the local public school for next year.
We're kind of hopeful that things will kind of return to normal by the fall.
The decisions that Jackowicz and other parents around the country make drive how much money public school districts receive from their state and local governments. Many get a certain amount each year per pupil. When enrollment or, in some cases, attendance drops, so does revenue. But expenses take a while to figure out, says Janelle Kubinick with the education nonprofit WestEd.
It's not groups of 20 kids that they all talk together and say, hey, let's just not go to school at the third grade. And therefore, it reduces, you know, how many teachers you need.
Instead, Kubinick says the students leaving are distributed throughout all the grades. And right now, some schools don't know if they should even make adjustments.
Because of the last 2 years, nothing is clean. It is all messy.
Kenny Rodriguez leads a school district in Grandview, Missouri, just south of Kansas City. Enrollment there has dropped 7.5% in the last 2 years.
We don't know whether the last 2 years of the pandemic and those components, is that what's going to be our new normal, or is it going to continue to go up?
This is all happening as districts deal with inflation and higher costs. Janelle Kubinick of WestEd says that means schools have fewer resources while they're trying to figure out how to bring people in the door.
Because if, you know, your revenue is generated based on who shows up, you also have to be responsive to how do we continue to be a place that people want to come to.
Because in some ways, public schools are businesses, and post-pandemic, more of their customers are choosing other options. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.